Let's say you're flying into Milwaukee for the first time and you're looking forward to getting on the ground and going about your business. You're approaching the runway at Mitchell International Airport. You look out the window and the black rooftops below, and then you see a message in big white letters on one of them. Welcome to Cleveland. What? Are you on the wrong plane? Did the pilot make a wrong turn? Are you dreaming? No, you're good. You're just the latest recipient of a 43-year-old practical joke. The mastermind behind all this is a photographer from Milwaukee named Mark Gubin. He's gotten a lot of attention for his effort. I talked to him earlier today.
Well, take us back to your original whim to paint Welcome to Cleveland on your Milwaukee rooftop.
Oh, it was 1978, and I was up there, I think it was a Wednesday, and my secretary and I were having lunch up there, and we watched these planes come over, and I'm on the final approach for runway 19 for Mitchell Field, and their flaps were 45 degrees, and the wheels were down, and it was sounded like the end of the world. And I thought, well, they can all see us here in the roof, too. And my secretary said we should put a big welcome sign, welcome to Milwaukee. And I thought, well, no, why don't we put something else there, like welcome to Cleveland, because such a hard world out there, people need to smile a little bit. And it sort of went, obviously, this was before viral, but went viral later, but has been coming back every year all the time by all kinds of radio, TV, newspaper things around the world. And I'm happy, I guess, that it has, because it does make people smile, which we need that these days. That's pretty much it. There was no practical reason in the world for doing it, and that's probably why I did it. And my son at the time, who was maybe 5 or 6 years old, we were always complaining about the roof and how noisy it was, and he said, why don't we just spray for those planes? I thought, a five-year-old would think of that, but that doesn't work.
Now, have you heard from airline passengers who have seen your rooftop in the last 40-plus years, if they were confused?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, one of the airlines that leaves from Denver stops in Milwaukee and goes on to Cleveland. They always announce on the plane, ladies and gentlemen, this is really Milwaukee. It's not Cleveland. And sometimes they announce if everybody who's sitting on the port side of the plane, because that's about where they would see it, look out your window, and you'll see a big sign that's 50 feet long that says, welcome to Cleveland. And I don't think it hurt anybody per se. Nobody got off thinking it was Cleveland that I'm aware of. Maybe they did. Maybe they started looking around for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and realized they were in the wrong place.
They're probably better off ending up in Milwaukee anyway. So right. It's 1978. Have you had to touch up the paint over the years?
Yes, we tend to do that every 2 or 3 years. Because following that, the city of Milwaukee had a meeting for most of the day. You'd think they'd have other things to do, saying it was a misleading sign and that should be illegal. And my attorney, who also got a kick out of it, he said, well, they can't change it now because that's called, he had a Latin phrase, ex post facto. it's grandfathered in, but if you go 50 miles an hour on a street that they changed 25, but you went there the day earlier, they can't arrest you for it. He said, if you just keep that up there, as long as you don't take it down or make it so bad that it just has to come down, you could probably leave it indefinitely.
So if I was to buy the building next door to you and paint Welcome to Cleveland on it, I might get into trouble.
I guess you would. It's interesting that municipalities and cities and all that don't have the same sense of humor about that in themselves. They're doing their job, I guess, and I suppose if I started out in Denver, never been to Cleveland or Milwaukee, I would be a little distracted by it.
And you mentioned that this story pops up again and again. Media people like us here at Public Radio call you up. It comes and goes in waves. Is that what you've seen over the years?
It has been. Last week, I just did a thing. Let's see. One was from the Chicago newspaper vacation kind of thing. And let's see, before that, another week before that, Perth, Australia, some guy there thought it would be, I mean, with his heavy accent, I couldn't quite understand what they were saying. It'd be sort of fun for him to do this welcome to Perth when he was actually in, I don't know what city it was. And he credited me, which is interesting. So that it has gone all the way around the world many, many, many times. Right after I did it, I never thought it'd be too much of anything.
And, now, this is a whimsical art project on your roof, and I understand you're a photographer. Do you have that kind of sense of, I don't know, whimsy, goofiness, whatever you want to call it, in some of your work?
I did, in the mere fact that for years I did magazine photography, and they always wanted something different, and I had this weird imagination for coming up with something different. And I guess, too, I travel an awful lot, and I did then. Now I'm retired and old. I was a young man when I did this, and it was that I landed in so many cities, and I always just noticed all their roofs, and that was my first exposure to the city. And so I just would think about that kind of thing. I guess there was no practical reason for doing it initially, and maybe that's why I wanted to do it, because everything had to be practical in my world. And yet I realized later this made everybody smile, which was wonderful. So that was the way of it.
And so you created this over 40 years ago, and as you say, it makes people smile. It's got people talking about it still. Can you leave us with some encouragement for the rest of us to try, I don't know, bringing a little bit of that weird magic into our lives, whatever artistic form that might take?
I would think, I've thought of things like when I'm sometimes driving into a city, instead of it saying Milwaukee and then the population, we could say something like, ah, yes, Milwaukee. just that kind of thing of, I think we need all that kind of stuff. There's, if I look at the news, it's mostly pretty hard and depressing, and I'm 78 now, so that most things I care so little about one way or the other, because I'm old, coming in for my final approach, I guess, if I'm thinking about airplanes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here in Cleveland. I appreciate it.
Okay. Good luck.
You too.
Mark Gubin is a photographer in Milwaukee. We talked to him about why he painted Welcome to Cleveland in giant letters on his roof way back in 1978, the stories of surprised passengers flying in overhead, and the media attention he's gotten over the decades.